Diva Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva.
If you're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it, interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
You already know what time it is. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and welcome. It is July the 27th, Friday, TGIF, y'all. It is Friday. Welcome to another edition of Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest music in and out of the industry. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all tell a friend to tell a friend that we live right now, and to call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also, tune in live to www.divasquadradio.com. We've turned all the way up tonight. Of course, we're going to have L. DeBar Jr. live in the house, a.k.a. E.T. Also, we're going to have Dr. Dia live in the house for hype. She's going to be helping us step our game up on the educate and regulate session. Y'all know Diva keep it turned up for y'all, but Frontline Fridays will be what it is without Tay Black. Tay Black, holla at us, man. We turned all the way up today.
Welcome to Frontline Fridays. Frontline Fridays.
Oh.
You already know what it is. Yo, Tay Black in the building, man. On live, Frontline Fridays. If y'all had a long work week, you are in good hands right now. We have dope guests tonight. We have some music. We have some good word on Educate and Regulate. Going down, man. Make sure you hit us up if you want to be heard. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Log into the chat room. Hit us up on Twitter. If you add us or send us any reply, we'll definitely give you a shout out as well. So hit us up, man. Diva, how you over there feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Having L. DeBar Jr., a.k.a. EP, and having Dr. D in the house, it's definitely going to be a serious session tonight. I'm definitely feeling the tracks from EP, Shorty, Are You Okay? We're going to be showcasing that tonight, and this comes off the new album, The Lion's Den. So y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/LDeBarJr. Check out everything he got going on, his Reverb Nation. Because, of course, right now, these songs are heating up across the country and recently was charted on the Coast to Coast hip-hop. So y'all check him out, see what he's doing, and we're going to get all up in his Kool-Aid tonight. So let's go ahead and pay some bills, and then we're going to come back with our special guest. And also, we're going to bring Dr. Dia live in the building with us, but she's co-hosting tonight with us, too. Let's go, man. Let's do it.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP, L. DeBar Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go. Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Hey, baby girl, what's up? What you need? Come on, man. You already know I got you. You ain't got to be my girl. I'm a trip.
So, yeah, you know I got you.
You're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. You girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you when I was broke, you paid me. Even though I worked your nerves, just painted streets that made me. But you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh,
you know I got that.
Oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me.
Yeah,
whatever you need. No, I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, all right. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
This life, it drives me crazy. Flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me. I guess they figure with my name, they get fame and a baby, it'll all be cool. That's why your love's amazing. Ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving. I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady. But I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you. You know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that.
Oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need. Shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, let's go.
I know men taxing your life cause they just write you off, but they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match, a calling card for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'm gonna always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, damn show. These fools up to do, I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. Yeah, and I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
You are now tuned in live, the Step the Game Up Saturday, Diva Mary Kay.
Phenomenal Radio, the news station of Washington. The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tune in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
It's Frontline Fridays, y'all. Y'all know how we getting down. Each and every Friday we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent. Of course, we got the Educate and Regulate session going on. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, be sure to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot so you can jump in the chat room and chat it up with us, get your questions on. We'll post them in there. We'll ask the questions for you. Or you can call us up, 347-850-1521. and press the one button to be heard. And that hot beat that you hear right now is called Trendsetters Beat. It's by Zona Boy. Big shout out to Zona Boy. Jersey Stand Up, we definitely see you. He sent in this hot track that y'all hear on my beautiful voiceover right now. So y'all hit him up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@ZonaBoy. I'm going to go in and bring in our special guest right now. Tay, we turned up, but we're going to get it even more turned up with Dr. D in the house. Dr. D, welcome to Frontline Fridays, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I stay hyped, and I'm so happy to be here tonight.
That's hey. Definitely what's up. Dr. D, for those who don't know who you are and the incredible things that you're doing, let everybody know who you are, what you're about, and where to go and get more information about you.
Well, I am Dr. Adia McClellan Winfrey, better known as Dr. Dia. I do have a doctorate degree in clinical psychology, and I'm the author and developer of Hype, Healing Young People Through Empowerment, where I'm using hip-hop and hip-hop culture, pairing it with psychology and healing youth all over the world. So you can learn more about me at letsgethype.com.
Wow. That is definitely a dope thing to do. Of course, Dr. Dia, of course, you've been featured in Essence Magazine and Hype Magazine. You've been on major panels, a lot of panels, and also doing work with David Banner and all those people who believe in the hip-hop culture and bringing more of a positive light to it. Was this your mission in the beginning, or is this just something that you fell into and got passionate about?
Well, I've always loved hip-hop. I've always loved hip-hop culture, and the culture itself has always just inspired me. So when I ended up going to graduate school and started working on my doctorate degree, and I saw the power that I could have, you know, with this doctorate and helping our young people, I said, why not try to pair the two? You know, hip-hop saved my life, so I was just confident that I could figure out a way to use the culture to help other young people. So I kind of fell into it. You know, I don't believe in coincidences, so I guess it was, you know, all written already. But the culture has always been a part of me, and I'm part of it.
That's what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black, and then we're going to go to the hotlines and get some love, because I'm pretty sure they got questions for you. But Tay Black, I'm going to throw it over to you, King.
All right, Dr. Dia. I mean, it's a pleasure to have you on. I'm actually excited. Diva ain't give me enough time. I want to get my pen and my pad together because I'm going to be taking notes tonight.
I know that's right.
Nah, you know what's funny? You know, I actually I went to college, and the subject that I found most interesting and most stimulating was actually psychology. Was that what you kind of got, you know, as far as school? Was that what you directly fell into, or did you have another path that you started on and then fell into that?
Well, you know, I've always been interested in psychology, and it's funny, you know, I'm a child of the 80s, and I grew up watching Growing Pains and watching that show with Alan Thicke. You know, he was a psychologist, and he worked outside of his home, and that's when I wanted to be a psychologist. It's crazy to say, but, you know, Alan Thicke inspired me in the beginning. But once I really started taking the classes and, you know, seeing what the field was all about, I knew that it was for me. Because I knew I could bring myself to it. You know, I've always been passionate about youth and about our communities and really having a voice and just empowering people. And I saw that I would be able to do that with psychology. Now, with what I'm doing now, it's not what I intended. I didn't, you know, plan this. I didn't even know this was possible. But, you know, I always felt that the culture and that the field of psychology was something that I could make an impact with.
And I mean, it sounds like that. We definitely hear the passion live on Frontline Fridays in your voice. And, you know, I just appreciate somebody carving their own niche and really stepping out there because, you know, when you're in school a lot of times, sometimes you get to the point where you don't know what the future's going to hold for you. But, you know,
yeah.
You're a testament to anybody that really took things that they loved and that they knew they could be successful in and helpful in and carved their own lane for that. So my hat off to you, definitely.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what I tell, like, the young people I work with through my mentoring program, the Hype Movement. It's not enough to go to college. You know, people tell you that, like, go to school, go to college, get a good job, but there's no guarantees, especially in today's economy. So even with going to college and going to school, if you're not doing something that you're passionate about and you're not, you know, developing your own lane and your own niche, you're wasting your time and your money because you know, the way the culture and society and the world are changing, it's all about innovation and it's all about doing for yourself. So even if you work in that 9-to-5 for somebody else, you know, you have to figure out something else to do and figure out another way to, you know, just to live and to give back. You know, we all have gifts and we all have things we were put here on this earth to do, and it's on us, it's our responsibility to make that stuff happen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And one more question. Do you remember the first person that you actually worked with or I guess, excuse me, saw the impact at the work that you were doing and how you were able to give back to them? Do you remember that person?
That's a great question. The story I always think of when I kind of think about, like, seeing my program work is when I was on my pre-doctoral internship. So I had done all my classes, and Hype actually started as my doctoral dissertation. So when I went on internship, I was determined to use the program with the kids I work with. So I was at a juvenile corrections facility with kids, you know, that had been locked up. Some of them had been locked up for like 2 years. It was actually like a little prison. And so I was doing a program with the group, and we got to the end, and one of the kids that had been, you know, one of the worst to begin with, you know, he stayed in the hole, stayed getting in trouble with the staff. By the end, he was like a whole other person. He was actually able to articulate goals. He was able to identify mistakes that he made. And within 3 weeks of completing my group, he was resident of the month in his cottage. And that was when the staff really started to take notice, because initially I got a lot of backlash from the staff. You know, they were saying I was promoting gang material and my workbooks were gang paraphernalia and things of that nature. But when they saw this young man and the complete turnaround that he did, you know, just in 12 sessions, they were amazed. And so, you know, they were like, well, can you train us? And, you know, can you teach us what you were doing? And so that's when I knew, you know, I was onto something.
That's real. And I mean, I think that is just as rewarding as anything else in life, you know, because I feel like everybody doesn't get the opportunity to help someone, you know, or attempt to help someone and see the change, you know, firsthand. And I mean, at the end, like you said, you had them asking, could you train them to, you know, do the same? So that's amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, eye-opening, especially, you know, with these people, all of them being, you know, older than me and you know, working in that environment for years, some of them decades. And so I'm like, okay, this must not happen, you know, often. So I really started putting more into what I was doing, and that's when I decided to get my book published.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to help people step their game up for these kids, because, of course, we know they out there lost. You're now tuned in a lot of Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, co-host Tay Black, special guest Dr. D alive in the building. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to have more. We got L. DeBars Jr., a.k.a. EP, coming in the building. We're going to be showcasing his music. I definitely want to give love to the Hotlines, because you guys always show love. So we're going to take about 2 callers, take a little break, and come back with another one of our special guests, EP, a.k.a. L. DeBars Jr., live in the building, loving the music, loving the sexy. It's R&B just do something to you. So let's go ahead and open the lineup for Dope Ass Music. Dope Ass Music is here. You becoming a regular now. Dope Ass Music, welcome.
Okay, so hold on. I got to do my normal intro, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't ready. Hold on. This is Dope Ass Music, Mr. Google Boo, no S's, no C's, Team No Filter, West Coast Stand Up. What it do, Diva Ebony B, my man Tay Black?
What's up, Dope Ass Music? We got Dr. D alive in the building. What's going on? You got any questions for us, any comments? Holler at us.
Man, you know, I always am an admirer of people who can take on other people's kids, because that's not one of my strong suits. So I definitely have a great appreciation for people that can take and put themselves in other people's children. And, you know, that's a rare thing. A lot of people don't have it. I know I don't. You know, I can give a kid $5. I can, you know, give them a ride to school. But for me to actually, you know, delve myself into them, that's a big thing. And if we have more people like the doctor, you know, the world definitely would be a lot better place. You know, I just beat my kids, and then, you know, that way they'd be good. But other than that, you know, much it.
Oh, thank you so much for the kind words and the support.
Well, most definitely.
That's definitely what's up. We appreciate that. Let's get into some more music. We're going to come back from this break, open up the line, the EP, and go in on the music. Because, of course, these kids need some love. They need some affection, some encouragement from day one. And for the ones that's broken, you know, it's kind of up to us in a sense to try to help and repair them. So let's go into this track right here by L. DeBar Jr., a.k.a. EP, with Break of Dawn. It's your girl, Diva FBC. Let's go.
Young L. District.
You dropping an album, you have a business and you need to get the word out,
call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Let's go. Y'all make sure y'all hit up Future Guru 100 on Twitter, www.futureguru100. Make sure y'all check out everything that he's doing. If you want to step your promo game up, if you're looking for real results, you want to holler at Future Guru 100 for your brand to be exposed to the world and billions. He's been doing this for years, so we definitely trust Future Guru 100 and what he's doing with branding and promoting artists. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and catch him at www.twitter.com/@futureguru100. Without further ado, we got our special guest live in the building, Elder Bars Jr., a.k.a. EP. We're going to go ahead and bring him in and get him on the way. EP, shut it down.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Frontline Fridays. We got my favorite baby daddy, a.k.a. co-host, live in the building, Tay Black.
Yes, Tay Black.
EP, pleasure on having you, man.
Thank you, man. Likewise. Appreciate y'all having me. Come on.
That's what's up. And we got the wonderful queen, Dr. Dia, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, calling in, a hip-hop psychologist. She's live in the building with us tonight as well.
Oh, it was so good you over here breaking it down, huh?
Got to represent. I love your music.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, especially with someone, you know, psychology mind.
Yeah.
That's what's up. The track that we just played right there is Break a Dawn. It's definitely a hot one. Everybody stand up. And did you stand up? Definitely feeling that. We need more music to make us dance in the club because a lot of us is obese. That's just Diva's opinion.
We need some help out here, y'all.
I'm dead wrong, but all right. I'm going to go ahead and ask you my first question. Of course, we're going to get all up in your Kool-Aid. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that we live. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Now, EP, let's talk about where you're from, originally where you're from, and, wow, brain fart. Let's talk about where you're from and where you grew up at. That's what I want to know. Thank you.
I do it all the time, don't worry, but I might do it in the middle of one of these questions and answers, like, I'm actually from the Valley, you know, Southern California. We have a little spot out here we call the Valley. It's San Fernando Valley. It's a bunch of little cities involved in there, you know, but I was born in Northridge at the Northridge Hospital. I was actually brought home in a limo. You know, my moms and dad were real proud, so they brought me home in a burgundy limo, all clowning, all
right,
special at night. You know, but I hung out in North Hollywood most of the time, and then I was in Sherman Oaks, went to high school out in Woodland Hills, just all over the Valley. I'm a Valley boy, period.
That's what's up. I can definitely appreciate that. Big shout out to Stephanie Jordan. I appreciate Ms. Jordan. She is definitely
shout out to Steffi.
Yeah, she is definitely on her job. I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay Black.
You know, I know that, you know, music is just, you know, all throughout your DNA, but was there anybody specifically that you listened to growing up that, you know, pretty much brought you to music or played a factor in, you know, influenced you to pursue this bully?
I mean, honestly, the person that I would have to attribute most is a friend of mine. I mean, you know, to give you more of a direct answer as far as music influence and inspiration, you know, there's a lot of artist groups like Earth, Wind & Fire, Al Green, Marvin Gaye, of course, my family that kept me around and let me listen. But it was my friend, Rashawn, who goes by the name of Mumbles now. He had a rap notebook. And when he had that notebook, you know, I was always just writing songs all over the place. Just, you know, it didn't mean anything to me because that's just what I did. You know, that's what my family did. I didn't understand that that was something that you just do. I figured, like, you know, you go out, you go play basketball, your pops, like, we sit and we write songs. I'm like, okay, that's what we do. So then I see all this guy's got this notebook, and I'm like, hold up, what's that for? I'm saying, it looks like what I do, and he's like, yeah, this is where I keep everything. I'm like, oh. Then all of a sudden, that just brought forth a whole brainstorm of ideas, and that's what really started me into actually trying to do something with my music rather than just, you know, playing with it, and it was something that I naturally did.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I mean, it's good to have people that are close to you to influence you as well, because, you know, that connection is always there and you can always build upon that. Do you guys still collaborate on music or writing or things of that nature?
No, I haven't spoken to my boy in like a few months because I moved back and forth and everything. I just saw him probably a few months ago, yeah. And just, you know what I'm saying, just saying what's up with him. We never actually really did music together. He was one of those boys that I had in junior high, and in high school I had a whole new crew, but we still, you know, communicated as I got older.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's understandable. Hey, but you know what? You've opened up the lane for yourself. The music sounds good, so look, the inspiration is continuously there because, you know, from what we've heard thus far, man, it's definitely dope. So we're definitely fans over here at Frontline Friday.
Man, I appreciate that, fam. You know what I'm saying? I was working hard, man. A lot of those days where it's like, damn, just like, anybody feel me?
Right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me out there?
Hey,
you know? Buddy, are you okay? Are you okay? I just think that's so
hot.
I'm riding, just riding in the G-Ride. You know, sometimes you ride in the G-Ride, you hear a good song, you forgot that you on your way to work, and so you just act like you're on vacation. Once you hear that,
yeah,
you're like, oh, well, let me lean my seat back a little bit.
Exactly. Pull up to a situation like, oops, that's right. Hold on.
Let's throw it over to Dr. Dia, man. Dr. Dia is definitely doing her thing, and, you know, she's keeping us hype right now on Frontline Friday. Dr. Dia, you got any questions for EP?
Well, I think it's dope, the story that you told about, you know, your influence with music, with the notebook, because I'm really big on writing and, you know, the fact that, you know, you said that you were already writing, but when you were deliberate about it, that's when everything changed. And so that just did something for me right there. That was what's up. But I was wondering, did you feel a lot of pressure, you know, just coming from such a well-known and well-respected, you know, musical family? Like, is there a lot of pressure on you?
Yeah, but it's more like I was actually just talking to somebody about this. When you're younger, it's people, they talk to you about it, and it's not pressure. It's just you being like, okay, I don't understand what you're talking about. You know, I'm just like walking around singing. I'm oblivious. Then as I get to my like teenage age, then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm starting to dibble dabble in music. And, you know, so I'm like rebellious and, you know, ignorant and arrogant. So I'm not really feeling it then. But then as I got to like my college age and like I hit my first in the beginning of the 20s, that's when it first like hit me. And I really started getting serious about everything in my mind. And I was like, wow, okay, I got all this to live up to. Okay, this is why my entire life people have been telling me this. And so all of a sudden it just hit me like a weight all of a sudden. But then at that point, it began to transition and become fuel. After I was done having my woe with me, I was, you know, I didn't let it get me down. I was lucky, you know, praise God. He helped me, you know, give me the strength to not just stay in this rut. And I was like, okay, now it's fuel time. So now every time I hear it, you know, I get these questions, I'm like, yeah, okay, well, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to rise to the occasion. I have the legacy that I'm supposed to live up to. And I'm supposed to add my name and my chalk to and, you know, just garner my own respect. So, I mean, it's great. What other pressure would I want to have? You know, it's going to keep driving me.
That's right.
I'm supposed to go sit down because I'm hurt and broken. I just keep going.
That's real right there.
Yeah, that's really real. That's really real. Yeah, well, you doing your thing. Like I said, your music sounds great. And, you know, everything about it is really, you know, is really hot. So you doing your thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. For real. Like, it's not even any, like, BS. Like, that means the absolute world to me.
EP, we hear you. Trust and believe, we hear you, and we got you in rotation. And it's a lot of other people that hear you, they got their hands up on the line. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Friday, Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, Dr. D, and EP live in the building. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that we getting it in. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. And we got Hot Mess News coming. Of course, we got the Educate and Regulate session. Let's go to the line. Let's go over to Shop Town and get some love. We got Denia. Denia is live in the building. Hey, Queen, welcome to the show. How at us?
Good evening. Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. We're doing good.
I have a question for Mr. EP.
Okay, what's up?
So have you thought about doing any songs in any of the languages besides English?
Actually, I would love to do them, of course, you know, in what everybody mostly considers the language of love, which is Spanish and Latin. And also, I want to eventually learn French because,
nice.
You know, of course,
mm-hmm.
one of my descendants and origins as far as my heritage and lineage and all that stuff. So that's the song that I would like to do in those two languages. Because it would
very
be so
cool.
sexy.
Right? Of course,
but that giggle, of course, because it's going to sound sexy. Do you need any more sexy? Like, you just move it. The whole family, sisters, brothers, you know, y'all need
man,
to sit
sexy
over here.
Sexy.
That's all I'm saying, and I'm going to step back.
Man, you got to see Pop. When Pop goes in zone, it's just like, are you serious? It just looks like a kill. He's a Mac to the T. And they ain't even no tea in back.
Macaroni. Right? You know, tell your daddy I said,
stop it, okay? For me too. What's up?
Denai, you got any more questions for EP or for Dr. D? Tay is here too. Tay, we love you, baby. You always sitting back, but I'm going to put you on the spotlight.
Actually, I do. For Dr. G, I would think, how much of a psychological influence do you think music has on youth?
Well, I think that it has a big psychological influence, not even just on youth, but on all of us. Music is so powerful. Music can speak to us in ways that words cannot. So I think that it's very powerful. I think with youth, though, specifically, especially rap music and hip-hop, it
mm-hmm.
gives them a way to express themselves where other,
mm-hmm.
you know, other things cannot. You know, they don't even really have the capacity to understand a lot of things that they go through and see, but they can hear a rap song and totally feel comfortable talking or, you know, get a better understanding
right.
of what they're going through. So I see music as being a very, very powerful vehicle with you, definitely.
Definitely.
That's up. We can definitely appreciate that. EP, tell us about Shorty, Are You Okay? Who produced it? And how did this song come about with getting created?
About which one?
Shorty, Are You Okay?
Okay, that one was actually produced and co-written by Jay Michaels and myself. Jay Michaels
yeah.
is he's basically my business partner, manager. Like, we do everything together. He came to me, shout out to Entertainment District as well, that's his label. He came to me and he was like, you know, nephew, that's what we call each other, uncle and nephew. He's like, yo, I got this song, man. I swear it's going to be a hit. You know, I love it. So he comes to me and he gives me the hook part, the Shorty, are you okay? And what is it? If you need love in the middle of the night. Yeah, but he's singing that part because he can sing too. Don't let him fool you. So he's singing
right.
and blowing his butt off. And I'm like, all right, I'm feeling that. So what's up? So he's like, yeah, okay. So, you know, write the verses. Sit down, write them now. So he puts me on the spot. So I just sit down and I write it right then. And we just came up with a real groove together. He helped me with the harmonies and everything. And, you know, he put it together, got it mixed and everything, got the video shot for me. And then, you know, he just really helped me, him and Stephanie, of course, as well. Shout out to Stephanie as well. They just really came together and helped me a lot and ended up getting it put in rotation. And people started loving it, and more people were picking it up. And then I get an opportunity to speak with lovely people like yourselves, you know what I'm saying, coming in and hyping it up.
Definitely, definitely. We definitely feeling shorty. Are you okay? You guys make sure you hit up El DeBars Jr., a.k.a. EP, www.twitter.com/ El DeBars Jr., and check out everything that he's doing. We're going to get into this hot track right here, Shorty, Are You Okay? Live right here on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's get it. Diva is up.
Hey, baby girl, what's up? What you need?
No, you're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. You girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you when I was broke, you paid me. Even though I worked your nerves, just painted streets that made me. But you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh.
You know I got that.
Oh.
But when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me.
Whoa.
Whatever you need. Know I'll be right there for you.
If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, and hold on. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you,
you know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that,
oh, but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need. Know I'll be right there for you.
If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, and hold on. Just wanna know that you're okay.
I know men taxing your life, cause they just write you out. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match, a calling card for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'm gonna always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, I'm sure. But these fools are the new, I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. Yeah, and I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
it's
front line.
I got the diva,
Friday,
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 if you're an artist,
business. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday.
Big shout out to the boy S. Polly right there. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at @S_Carly. Carly, I love you, baby. Big shout out to the Naptown. We appreciate you doing that hot drop for us, the intro for the show. We're doing it big right here on Frontline Fridays. Make sure y'all call us up, tell a friend to tell a friend that we're doing it once again on Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington. Me and Tay Black have nothing but the best on the show, in and out the industry. We got EP live in the building with us.
What up, what up?
You already know we got Dr. D alive in the building with us.
Hey.
And my favorite baby daddy on the check-in.
Yeah. You already know. Frontline Fridays.
We just played that hot track right there. Shreddy, are you okay? Are you okay? Man, did you really groove that song out, sex it up, and let a chick know, like, you know, Shreddy, are you okay? I got you. We don't even worry about it. That's really
what.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Read the scripts, all that. I got you. Yeah.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? We got to take care of them.
Yeah, and a lot of women, you know, they kind of be too shy or a little bit embarrassed to say, look, boy, I need you to take care of a couple of things and don't even know they dude already got them.
Exactly. You know, just sometimes all you got to do is play that role, you know, act right, everything will be taken care of before you know it.
Before you know it. So does acting right goes along with being patient? Is that what act right means when a man say it like, booby, just act right? Is that being patient?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for another man. Every man's got their own definition of act right, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. I mean, with me, it definitely includes being patient with me, you know, because I'm a knucklehead. I'm very playful, very boisterous, talkative, you know, so you got to deal with me.
So that comes with my next question. Are you single?
Actually, yes, I am.
Is it hard to be in a relationship for you? Tell the truth.
Extremely.
With that being said, I'm going to throw it over to Tay. Go ahead and get some Kool-Aid.
We're going to let EP follow up on that because I felt like he wanted to express himself a little bit more.
I mean, you wanted me to be honest with it about you. to be honest, yeah, extremely. Because I go through a bunch of different circumstances. As good as I can be on my best day, a lot of the times it's just hard to trust me, period. You know, because I have so many opportunities that other men don't have. You know, I really honestly never had an issue with getting a woman anyway. And then you got to throw the name aspect in it, and then you throw the life aspect in it as well when you're on tours and on shows. And then, you know, the ratio becomes in my favor for me to be out there with women. So
yeah.
At that point, you got a woman there that has to be extremely confident, extremely secure, even if I'm out there being right. Now, take it in the, you know, perspective that I was out there being young and dumb most of the time, so it was like, you know, of course, this little knucklehead's out here running around with all these fine women. I can't deal with that. A lot of people tried to hang in there. They did. But it's hard when you're dealing with a guy like myself.
So do you think that, you know, it would be a good match for you to have someone, as far as a female, in the same type of industry? Or maybe, you know, has the same things on her plate like you. You know, would that be a good balance for you? What do you think?
No, I mean, it just has to be somebody that's tolerant, that's willing to understand people's mistakes, and they have to have, they just have to have all the qualities that you need in order to keep your attention at all times. Because as artists, most of the time, we're attention seekers. That's just what we want. We want the attention of millions of people. A lot of people out there, they just want, you know, attention of a few people. Maybe a couple hundred be like grand. But to us artists, most of us, we're like, man, we want everybody on the entire planet saying my name. And we really, you know, have the audacity to think that we can do that. So, you know, you keep that in perspective of having a mate. You have to understand what that person has to bring in that relationship. That's a lot of attention that that person is seeking. So you can just imagine, you know, from a spouse and a mate, you're really going to want them to give to you all the time. So if that person just has that ability to where they can be nurturing and give somebody attention and stroke egos all the time, and it's a lot of stuff that people wouldn't want to admit to, but it's just, you know, it helps. And that would definitely, you know, keep an artist around.
Hey, that's good words. All my independent artists, all my established artists, y'all hear how you break it down. EP, that's what's up. I'm right there with you, homie.
You feel me?
That's what's up. We're going to throw it over to Dr. D, and then we're going to go to the phone lines and get some more love. 347, I see you, and thank you for being patient.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That was real. You broke that answer all the way down. That was very, very honest. So that's what's up.
I appreciate that. I try not to lie.
Right, I know that's right. But so, like, what's your biggest inspiration when it comes to writing music?
Man, my biggest inspiration has and probably always will be love. I've been in love with love, like my godmother said, since I was a young boy. She told me that when I was about like 8, and I didn't understand it at that age. But as I got older, I did, and I've always written love songs. I've always been trying to find that perfect love in a relationship and a family and kids and all that drama and blah, blah, blah. So I write about it constantly. And then, you know, you have the heartbreak aspect. There's just so many different aspects that you can write with love. It can also, you know, be love with other things besides just relationships. And that's what she meant by in love with love. It's not just the fact that I'm in love with women. It's just I'm in love with the fact of loving things, period. Like, I like giving my all at all times. So whatever I'm doing, like, you know, plus the fact that I'm a Gemini, so I have a trait of quickly being flighty. So I just put everything that I have in right away, and then I'm like, all right, cool, I'm done. Who's
I'm
a Gemini?
Gemini,
who's
too.
Saying, oh,
yes.
See, you know what's up, man.
Yeah. That's
you know, they hate us with the Geminis. Everybody's always like, oh, my God, you're what?
Right, exactly.
Gemini, oh, my God.
Can I do something first?
Exactly. Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
Well, let's go to the call line, Biggie. Give me one more chance, Biggie. Give me one more chance. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love, man. Where we at? 347-807. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, EP, Dr. Dia. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's good. It's Money Mo, Southside Banger.
Money Mo, what's going on? Welcome to Frontline Fridays. We got Dr. Dia, Tay Black, and Elder Barnes Jr., a.k.a. EP, live in the building. You got any questions?
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
Yo, EP, you know what I'm saying? I see you doing your thing, boy. Like, you really going hard. You grinding. You really putting out some real music, yeah?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, folks. Really do.
Word, ain't shit, man. I'm an artist myself. I mean, I'm Money Mo. I mean, Diva, Dr. Diva, holding it down. Frontline Fridays is always love over here. You feel me? But I want to ask you a question and shit.
Yeah, what's up?
As far as, like, if you was to be really, really mainstream, what artist would you collaborate yourself with as far as it's in your lane and genre of music?
I mean, in my lane, I would have to say, like, Frank Ocean would probably be a similar lane, only because of mentality, the way that he writes. I haven't had an opportunity to express, honestly, that side of my career yet, you know, just because of the type of music that I've had. you know, because that boils down to, like, my writing style, fam. Like, when I get a certain track, I let the track, like, speak through me, you know what I'm saying? So when you have the production of the more deeper, heartfelt, you know, symphonic type, you know, tracks that are more open, then you tend to have that feel on that type of music. But then, you know, on the mainstream tip, you know, right now, to comparison, it would be like the Drake and the Chris Brown and all that right now, just compare what I'm doing right now.
Okay. And that's crazy because I had that in mind. And I just heard the Shorty All Your OK track you showed me. And I listen to Frank Ocean, you know what I'm saying? I listen to a few of his joints, his mixtapes, and you know what I mean? And and I see you in that same feel as him as far as the way you like your reaction to the music. You know what I mean? That's real positive right there. And that's definitely popping. And I definitely
that's
be following you, you know what
that.
I mean? Keep you locked in, you know what I'm saying? And see what you're working with. Because I do music myself, so, I mean, I'll definitely let you hear some joints. And me personally, I'm versatile, and you got the same type of mind state, you know what I mean? And you're meant to. It's crazy. That's one thing with this music industry. It's not all of it. It's only 10% of about making a song. The other 90% is actually having a brain to do other things.
Yeah, you know, man, exactly.
You feel me? Yeah. So it ain't hard to make music, as far as, you know what I mean, driving and getting the fans' attention is definitely the mainstream move. So I'll definitely feel you. I'm going to follow you. I don't even like to say the word, but I'm a fan of your shit, yo.
Appreciate that, fam. I got to check you out. You know what I'm saying? You a bold man. You know what I'm saying? You stay on your own, too. You ain't got to worry about what folks think. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that respect and that love, fam. Right back at you.
Yes. Yo, Diva, what's popping? Dr. Diva, what's good? Shout Black, what's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing. I mean, I'm in the studio right now as we speak. And I always got to check in with Diva. You know, me and Diva have a lot we've been through, you know what I'm saying, as far as this music industry and shit. So I always got to show love to Diva, Mary Kay.
Oh, of course, Money Mo. I appreciate you always coming through and showing love. And I see you on your grind. Money Mo is always in the studio. Like, you live there, literally. Don't think that I'm not checking and looking at the timeline, because I am, because that's what I do. I get paid to do this. Like, I love doing it. And one thing I love about Money Mo is he never lets the energy, like, it was at a time that the energy almost got sucked out, but he always had fun in what he's doing. When you stop having fun in what you're doing, and that's when you're doing something wrong.
That's right.
I appreciate you always supporting. Money Mo was my first him and Five Alive was my first artist, my first guest on Frontline Fridays. It wasn't even Frontline Fridays, yeah. It was still Deep Spot Radio. So I'm so glad because they grown with me, and it's just a pleasure to see him now and for him to see the show where it's at now.
Yeah, it's definitely love, and it's always hard work. You know what I mean? And I don't know if you got the email. I just want to jot it in. I just did a new single called With Me. You know what I'm saying? That's a joint for the ladies. Because, you know, I'm always on my south side shit, but I had to switch it up and throw it out there for the ladies. I was getting a little feedback and, you know, do something like this. So I don't know if you know what I mean, if you had the time to play in whatever and throughout the show.
Of course I do.
It'd definitely be an honor. Yeah, it'd definitely be an honor. But it's really hot. You know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy, crazy, crazy. And I know y'all feel it. I wouldn't never put out no BS songs, you know what I mean? But it's all love.
Well, Money Mo, stay locked in. We're going to play it. We got another hour on the show, but we're going to play it. But stay locked in because we're going to get into more with EP and with Dr. Dia. And, of course, we got an Educate Record Late session. And, of course, I'm going to get into this hot mess news about this 9-year-old dumping out the baby in Mississippi at the daycare center. Don't think Diva wasn't going to bring it because I'm definitely going to bring it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. To tell a friend to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And if the shorties want to be okay, all you got to do is hit up El DeBar Jr., a.k.a. EP. Just a little hint. Just throwing that out there. Don't go too fast, though. You might hurt yourself. EP, my name is... You might hurt yourself, baby. Just take your time. How do you... define your music and what separates you from other artists, because of course you coming from, you know, the El DeBarge and coming from a very talented music. I remember my mom listening to your father's music. I was probably made off of it. But, yeah. I don't mind if you were probably made off of it. He was smooth. But what separates you from the other artists out here with your music?
Honestly, what separates me is my story and my struggle. We all have our own individual stories and struggles that we go through in our life. Not many people have the same story that I have, and the circumstances that I have. And most of the time, it's perceived when you do have the circumstances that I do, that it would just be, you know, easy silver spoon. You know, here it is. You got all the hookups in the world. Your dad's just going to give you a pass. Your family's already been there. Just go on ahead in the industry and, you know, make it platinum. And not the case at all.
It's not the case, my team. I'm pretty sure he made you work for it because he had to work hard as well. Like, all the ups and downs that everybody went throughout. And I see it with Red Run. He don't really just pacify his kids. Of course, you know, they get the benefits of the lifestyle that he worked so hard for, but I'm pretty sure that you had to work for it. And I know, was it sometimes you felt like, well, why you just can't give me a pass? Why do I have to work for this? We already established.
I never felt that way. I wanted to work for it. I wanted it to be like this. That's always been my goal. I wanted to get out there on my own, because I never wanted anybody to be able to say whether I do finally make it to reach and obtain my goal or not. I didn't want anybody to be able to say, yeah, you know, you wrote on your family name or you did it because your father helped you or anything of that such. So I just went out there and I worked with what I could and I started off incredibly garbage and I made it to the point to where people actually want to pay me to do shows and people want to get out of their house and get in their cars and dress up and come see me sing. So it's like, you know, I'm feeling good about things.
That's what's up. Let's get into this track right here, Your Love Is Real. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. Who put this on your heart right here because you gave it your all? Who gave you this love right here because this is real?
Honestly, I mean, this song was just about a concept. Like I told you, I've always been in love with love, so this honestly was my concept of love. Just, you know, having that dream, that vision, kind of like a movie. I sat down and I wanted to write more of a style that my father would write. I tried to dive into his area at the same time while using my own style. So then I came up with this story and just put all, like you said, I put my all into it, all that I had and everything that I wanted and desired out of the situation. Not, and I want a woman, but, you know, how to build up to the situation of us seeing each other, what happened and the way she made me feel and what came about from it.
Well, that's what's up. Introducing and telling them that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
What up, y'all? This is El DeBarge Jr. EP. You know what I'm saying? You about to listen to Your Love Is Real right here on Frontline Friday. Check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't want to take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't.
I don't.
But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, love. Little things like being your king took all my time, and every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides,
like a serpentine. Break me down to my knees like I'm at the shrine. If she need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Well, it's way too real for us to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she and I. And I am her, and together then we apply. And I deserve what is coming, cause I do try. Giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, love in you.
Sometimes I gotta explain it. Explaining it just don't work. But I can try. I know that look, that smile, that feel, that touch, even that taste. Your love is real, baby. Every up, every down, every left, every right. Even the wrong.
How I feel.
It's so real.
Day in, day out. All I
love. That's Your Love Is Real right there by Elder Barnes Jr., a.k.a. EP. Definitely filling that joint. We want to get your feedback on that song, too. So you make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard because our love is real. We're going to go down to the panel and open up the call lines for everybody that's listening right now. Tay Black, I'm going to start with you. How you like that song?
Yo, definitely nice vibe, good feeling. Yo, the music is dope, man. That's all I can say, man. So I appreciate the effort, you know, and the artistry that you put into it, and I know everybody else does as well.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Dr. D, holler at us.
That was hot. That was very nice. I co-signed everything that was just said, the music, artistry, everything. It was on point. Beautiful song.
Yeah, I found it.
That song is very, very beautiful, and that should definitely, and it will soon be at my wedding. So it's coming.
Right now.
I love that song. I love the other song too, EP, but I really, really dig that and how you harmonized on it, and it just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy all over.
Thank you. I did that one all by myself. That was the only song I did all by myself.
Oh, well, you did a very good job. Yeah. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. 770-469, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with special guest Dr. Dia. Elder Barnes Jr., a.k.a. EP, and my favorite co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Freddie, and I'm calling from Stone Mountain. I just wanted to show Dr. Dia some love. That's my mentor. I love her to death, and just because of today, I had, one of the best days of my life. I met Neil. Just, because of her, and, he hugged me. He smelled so good and looked wonderful. And I just want to say, we need hype. Let's get hype, and I love hype all day representing.
Oh, hey, Brandy.
Awesome. Oh, and Mr. Elder Barnes Jr., your song was nice.
Oh, well, thank you very much, girl. Appreciate it.
Can you follow me on Twitter?
Yeah, just hit me up. I'll make sure I do. Make sure you said that I told you I would.
Okay, my name is Brett. Don't forget.
Okay.
That's what's up, Brandy. We got to give you
hits all the time.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, Brandy.
Oh,
Brandy, where you calling from again, please? Where you calling from,
Brandy? Stone Mountain.
So it's a big shout out, man. We would definitely appreciate you calling in. Stay tuned, and we're going to go ahead and put you on hold for a second, but you're going to be able to hear us, all right?
Okay.
That's what's up, man. Y'all definitely make sure y'all follow Hype. Follow Dr. Dia and follow everything that she is doing. I'm very proud to have Dr. D on the show and get a chance to network and also learn from Dr. D. It's so important, you guys. So go to www.letsgethype.com. Again, that's www.letsgethype.com. And check out everything that we're Dr. D and I'm supporting is doing for the youth. So Hype is healing young people through the empowerment of hip-hop, man. Of course, hip-hop is the culture, and we can bring it back. We're showing you what we can do in a positive way. Y'all can go ahead and hate on us, but ain't you, yes. Just waste some time hating on us. Just go ahead and hate. Hate a little bit more. All right. Now, there you go. A little bit more. It's all right. Let's go ahead and get to the call lines and get some more. Love, Genius, I see you. I see everybody. It's a lot of calls here, so y'all got to bear with me. It's a lot of telephone numbers here, so we're going to try to open up y'all mic as fast as we can. So just breathe easy. All right, let's go to 623-341. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's your boy, D. Slay from the D. Hour Show. So my queen, Ebony D. was happening.
What's going on, D-Slate? Welcome to the show, baby. I appreciate you here. Now we can get a D-Slate. Yeah. We got Dr. D and Elder Barnes live in the building. Tay Black, holler at him, baby.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I got to say hello to my queen, Ebony B. Also, hello to the other beautiful sister, Dr. D. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Definitely. Shout out to my man EP in the building. I got to show my man EP some love. What's going on, bro?
What up, fam? Appreciate you, man. What up with you?
You already know. Tay Black, my brother, what's happening?
Yo, feeling good, man. How you feeling, sir?
Chilling. Look here. Everybody needs to know that it would be me if I wasn't showing love to Ebony B. And I would damn sure be whack if I ain't shouting out Tay Black.
Yeah, we appreciate the love and the excitement, man. Hey, it's always good to bring positive energy wherever you go, and that's what you do, man. You light up the room right now, man.
That's right. And I have to say, everywhere I go, it's too much darkness. I gotta light it up, brother. I gotta light it up.
That's definitely what's up. Dr. D, I wanted to ask you this question, but before I go there, because, of course, we got Dr. D on the line, we got Elder Bar Jr., EP, live in the building. EP, do you have any questions for Dr. D?
Not at the moment. You can't just hit me upside the head with that. I wasn't prepared. Hold on, give me a second.
You know what?
I
got a question, though. Do you have like a specific, you know, types of songs that, you know, you feel like work good in therapy? Or I guess maybe better question will be, you know, let's say if I'm a troubled youth, if I'm going through something, you know, how would your average everyday, you know, session be with them?
That's a great question. You know, people usually expect me to say, you know, I use competencies and, you know, I'm all about that light and all that stuff. But to be honest, the Hype curriculum has 50 songs in it. And I pretty much use, you know, a lot of people that come on the radio. Like, of course, I have Tupac. That's my all-time favorite rap artist. We got a little bit of Biggie mixed in there and, you know, a little Jay-Z and Nas. But I also have Lil Boosie and Gucci and Twista and Immortal Technique and Killer Mike. You know, it's a lot of people that I mix in because a lot of great music is out there. So I don't, you know, I don't subscribe to the idea that good hip-hop or good music is one feel to it. So when it comes to reaching our troubled youth, the ones that are like the most guarded, you know, that don't want to talk in session, if I play You Don't Know My Struggle by Lil Boosie, the whole atmosphere in the room completely shifts. I mean, every time I play that song, and that's actually the first song in the high curriculum. But even if I'm just doing something individually with a kid, not even in a therapy session, but just building with a teenager, and I play that song, first they look at me like, you know, what you know about Boosie? What you know about you don't know my struggle? But it changes everything. And so they open up, they trust me, they tell me what they've been through, they talk about, you know, seeing abuse or selling weed or, you know, whatever it is that they've gone through in their life. And so that opens them up to, you know, just feeling comfortable with me. And, you know, I can play pop or, you know, play something else, but starting with where they're at is always positive. And I actually just added a Gucci Mane song, Worst Enemy. And I added that because one of the youth was telling me about it and was just like, man, Dr. D, like, you need to hear this song. It really, you know, spoke to him. And so I listened to it and I thought it was dope. So I added it to the curriculum.
Wow, that's
awesome. Yeah, so it's not always about us. Okay.
Oh, that means it's real good.
No, that was it. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, a lot of times we try to make it, like, about us and, you know, make it about what we like and what we listen to. But when you want to reach youth, you know, you got to meet them where they are, and then you can bring in something hot like Generation X, you know, that I hear playing in the background right now. You know, you can bring in something else to kind of stimulate them in a different way.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Go ahead, Ethan. You got them.
Okay, just in listening to what you were saying, the question actually came to me. I was interested to know, actually, what would be your highest goal that you plan and wish to obtain, or achieve, rather, in your career?
Wow, that's a great question. Wow. You know, one of the biggest things, my biggest goal is to help as many teenagers as I can find their voice. Because what I say, and I see it every time I work with teenagers, whether it's just like Brandy, she's in my mentoring program, you know, kids that I just meet, you know, in my daily life, or kids that I work with through Hype, our kids are voiceless. We are silencing them. They're not used to people asking them what they feel, what they think. So, you know, when I come to teenagers, even on the street, just, you know, that's just kind of person I am, they look shocked because I care about what they think or about what they're doing, or I'm just showing them love. They don't even know how to respond to it. So one of my biggest goals is to help young people find their voice, to even just feel comfortable enough having an opinion. And another goal that I have, aside from that, is just building up hip-hop culture. We beat each other down. We beat the culture down. We hold ourselves to these unrealistic expectations. I say it every day, like if Pac and Biggie, you know, Pac and Biggie live today, or if N.W.A. came out today, they wouldn't even live, because we have these hip-hop elitists and these attitudes that say what is good and what isn't. And when you look at what I grew up on, you know, being a teenager in the 90s, you know, none of that stuff fit the mold. Biggie wasn't out here putting life into people. Like, real talk, Biggie was rapping about street stuff. You know what I'm saying? N.W.A. wasn't out here talking about, you know, my queen and, you know, all these standards that we hold stuff to, and why, you know, people say Gucci is whack or, you know, why is whack. I'm like, if you really look at what was being talked about before, what is so different? You know, maybe the words they're using is different, but the subject matter is the same. So, you know, let's build each other up and find some common ground and see, you know, where we can work together and really, you know, just really lift up the culture, because we'll be the death of us. Like, it won't be the mainstream and all these so-called enemies we say are hip-hop, the radios, and all that stuff. It'll be us killing ourselves. So that is my goal, to build up hip-hop culture and show us our beauty. You know, win, lose, or draw, good or bad, we are beautiful.
Hey.
That's definitely what's up. And that's why that's another thing that I like about your music and the track that you put in our EP, is I listen to the lyrical content, and anybody knows me, I sit back, I don't want to see your video first. I want to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. Don't send me a video, and it's unfortunate, artists send me their videos all the time. I don't watch your videos. I'm going to tell y'all right now, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Ebony B, I do not watch your video first. I'd rather sit back with my big headphones on my bed like I did in the ninth grade,
and listen to the music. I want to hear what you said. Like this, and I'm 30 years old, still a divine diva. And I got to break my diva down for y'all because a lady hit me up on Twitter today and she asked me, what does my diva mean? And my diva is divine. My diva is very divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. That is who I am.
Wow.
I'm a divine woman. I'm very intelligent, and I got a victorious attitude. So that is what my diva is all about. So I'm listening to what you guys are saying. I'm checking, and I'm supporting in the right way. And that's why I like what you're doing, EP. I listened to your music, and it was all love. I wanted to see how your song was going to make me feel. Because I know if it's going to make me feel a certain type of way, it's most likely going to make another person feel another type of way. And we need to be held accountable. Yeah, as radio personalities, as artists, are you, and I don't even have to ask you this question because I know you are conscious about what you put out there into the atmosphere because we got these, just sucking it up. It's just sucking it up. I was on the bus the other day. And, you know, I heard these little two young men talking, and they was referring to this girl as a B. Like, they kept calling her a B. And, you know, my diva came out. I turned around and said, first of all, she is not a B. Second of all, if you don't know her name, you need to get to know her name. And why are you hating all boy that's walking with her and your pants is up under your ass? You're not trying to attract her attention no way. So, if she's a B, then that makes you a homo. So you let me know what's the difference. Why don't you want to holler at a homo? I'm just saying.
Yeah, people don't know that's where sagging comes from.
Yeah, exactly. I do not want to see your drugs. I don't understand that. And then it's like this whole fab. They want to walk around. And then you got the nerves to have on like three or four layers, like gym shorts and sweatpants or other jean shorts. Like
the whole thing mixed up. I feel you.
You should have
told them to
get a copy of Brokeback
Mountain for them. Wow. Y'all, well, EP, tell me where they can go to get your album. And it's called The Lion's Den. Is this correct?
Yeah, it's called The Lion's Den. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you the whole rundown. Shout out. Well, first, I guess I should start out with Twitter since we're talking about The Lion's Den. Shout out to my lioness, you know what I'm saying? All my fans on there. Special shout out to my lion queen, Jay, you know what I'm saying? That's my thing. Over here on Reverb Nation, you can get all the music, you know what I'm saying? YouTube is where all the videos are. It's real simple. You know, you can just go to Google if you want to type in Elder Barge Jr., ELDEBARGEJR. It should be easy for you. But if you just want to go purchase, you know what I'm saying, just go down to Reverb Nation, type in the Elder Bars Jr. After that, you know, I got the store set up. You can get the physical and the digital copy. Promise you'll love it. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten a lot of reports of people doing their thing and making a few babies to it. So I'm really happy about that, lady.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to give it, let them know right quick. I got some shows coming up out in Atlanta. I definitely got one on the 4th of August out in Acoustics. A little nice spot out there. You can go online. I post all my information on Facebook, Prime, Reverb Nation. Also, I got one at the Barnard Brothers Convention on the 5th and 6th. And I'm going to be in. After that, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio on the 9th at Fox 2. And then on the 10th, I'll be at Club Evolution in Toledo. So I'll be getting it cracking.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Make sure you keep Diva updating when you're going to be in Seattle because I'll definitely come out to support you. And Paulette, it'll also hit that iTunes too. You make sure y'all hit that iTunes up. You know what I'm saying? Stop downloading their music for free, man. Support the artist. Like, real talk. You can spend $7.99 or 99 cents for a single. Like, you spend that what on Lucy. A pack of cigarettes is more than that. $7.99
on the East Coast. Show the love. But I ain't mad. Yep. If you're downloading it for free, you got the software and you're getting it for free as long as you're listening to me. But I prefer you spend a dollar.
Spend a dollar, shop.
Yo, EP, make sure you let me know when you come out to AZ too, bro, so I can hit you up. And it's hot as hell out here right now, so when you do come, the devil might be at your concert too. So.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna bust him down right quick, man. He leave me alone. Yeah, actually, I got to be out there. I'll let you know, too, for sure. That's why I did that. That's why Your Love Is Real with a couple of cats out there.
No doubt.
That's definitely what's up. EP, we appreciate you coming through. You're more than welcome to come back to Frontline Fridays anytime you like. The next time, you just going to have to get your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
Yeah, let me know. I'll come through. Make it easy.
You ain't got to go nowhere right now. We're about to get into the Educate and Regulate session. Of course, we're going to talk about this whole situation with one of our young teens getting into it, you know, over in the Mississippi at the daycare center. He duffing out little babies. You know, you got fathers coming up, duffing out little kids that ain't even there. It's just a hot mess. But it's a lot of stuff for us to learn from this right now. Like, we really need to pay attention because a lot of people saying, oh, I would have effed him up. You know, I would have messed that kid up. And that's your first instinct. If you see somebody hitting on your child like that, your first instinct is, you know what, I want to duff this little boy out. Because I ain't going to front. When Diva watched the video, that's the first thing I wanted to do. I wanted to duff him out. I'm not going to lie. Ain't no need for me to sit here and act like I didn't want to. But after a while and taking my time and thinking about it, what's going on with our kids, y'all? What's happening to our kids? And we need to really, really pay attention right now. And I can't mind my business when there's stuff like this going on. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Come on. Hey, Queen, go on, get some bumps. Hey, Queen, go on, get some bumps. Hey, Queen, won't you do some? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, go on, get some bumps. Hey, Queen, go on, get some bumps. Hey, Queen, won't you do some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Definitely feeling that. Dr. Z, how you feeling the Educate and Regulate drop right there? That was S. Collie once again.
That was hot. I love that.
Yeah, that joint's definitely upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over to the professional as well. EP, how you feeling that drop right there, the Educate and Regulate session?
Yeah, that was hot. Yeah, I was over here rocking to it.
That's definitely what's up. We're about to get into this story right here, little boy duffing out the baby, and there's so many different stories. I don't know. Tay, I'm going to let you lead off with this because I might say something live on air that I ain't supposed to say.
Nah. So we're going into the young boy, or are we going with Dr. D?
We're going to go into the story, and then we're going to get Dr. D's comments on it about this 9-year-old kid in Mississippi. I'm trying to pull up more of the information because I want to get the correct story.
Oh, is the one on the videotape? I think I saw something about that the other night. Where he
in
the face and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I saw the clip and, you know, pretty much read some comments on it and didn't watch it until actually today. And before the show started, me and Diva was talking about it. And, you know, I looked at it from, I guess, two perspectives, because initially I was just like, wow, he just needs to be disciplined. Nobody's ever disciplined him before. But then I was like, well, you know what, wait, you know, this may be a learned behavior. You know, maybe he's been abused as well. So it's like two sides to the coin. So for me, it's kind of hard, and, you know, that's why we have, you know, professionals like Dr. D to kind of give us more insight. But, you know, it's just – something like that. I mean, we just need to be more responsive. You know, if there's any indication that something's not right, we got to address it. Whether we're right or wrong, we got to see what's up. I think that could have probably been prevented in a lot of cases.
But here's the thing. The boy was, you know, and that was my first job as child care. And what they did at the end of the day is they brought all the kids into one room for pickup, which is usually the last 30 minutes of the day. Now, at any given time in a child care center, all the kids are supposed to be in different rooms with their age group. If it's the YMCA Boys and Girls Club, they're not supposed to be all in one without – there's supposed to be at least three people in that room. From what I've seen in that video, it was only one
teacher's aide or teacher or somebody that was in there watching it. But here's the thing with the 9-year-old, he was slapping and biting and hooking off. Like, he had a strong hook. He's hooking off on an 11-year-old, you know, and, of course, he was looking. He was waiting to see when she wasn't looking. He was really waiting on his opportunity. He hooked off on her. He took another baby and slapped her up, bit the baby all in the face, and another little girl he picked up, stood her up, picked her up, and kicked her in her chest like it was some type of wrestling move. But here's the thing. They end up firing the lady that was in the room and also charging her with child endangerment. I can overstand firing her, but charging her with child endangerment, I don't think so, because it wasn't like she wasn't looking and paying attention. That little boy was waiting for a prime opportunity to go up top on these kids. That's one. Now, it got a little bit gangster. It didn't just get a little bit gangster. It got a lot more gangster, because after that, the next day, the second child that the little boy was abusing, the father came up there to retaliate on him and slapped the hell out of the wrong child. Now, he was, first of all, he was wrong for slapping a little boy, which wasn't even a little boy that did it to his child. But he ended up getting arrested, and all he got was a misdemeanor charge. He got a misdemeanor assault. Now, they're saying that they can't charge this young man because he's 9 years old. And I'll probably say Diva is happy about them not being able to charge him, because as y'all can see, a 9-year-old, is like they quick to lock the kids up, the youth up. I'm glad that he wasn't able to be charged, because it is clear that he needs some love, some counseling, you know, and it needs to be evaluated what's going on with his home and where he learned this behavior from. This does not happen overnight. Now, I want y'all to see the ripple effect, and I'm going to shut up about it. Somebody traumatizes little boy. Little boy went to child care, and he's targeting young babies. He's targeting little ones around him. Now, he traumatized them. The ignorant new nigga father that came back, slapped the hell out of another little kid that ain't had nothing to do with it. Now that baby traumatized. He may go on a slap fest slapping other people now. Y'all see what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you see the danger is what's happening? That's why I always say, and we got a lot of homosexuality out here. I don't have anything against anybody that's in the light, that's gay, or whatever the case may be. But it's a lot of our males that's coming out with the homosexuality behavior, and I feel this way, and this is who I am. But it was all designed from the beginning. You take the man out of the house, either lock him up or kill him, either one. Now the men are leaving. They're leaving by choice now. So that leaves a male child to be raised by a female and have female tendencies, and then we wonder why they're gay now. That's because he did not have a male to teach him away. They even trying to take little magazines and stuff out of jail for the inmates so they can turn to one another. You see what's happening. Can you get it? But here we are.
That's wild.
Educate, regulate session. I'm going to throw it over to you, Dr. Dia, because I'm passionate about these kids, and I'm especially passionate about husbands and wives and males staying together and working it through for these kids at the end of the day.
Yes. I mean, you summed it up. It's like a lot of things at work, you know, that are working against us. And that whole situation, I mean, it displays it all, the lack of love, the lack of clarity, the lack of emotional control. You know, when I read all of that, I said, you know what, I'm more in awe of the dad coming up there, you know, hitting a 9-year-old in the face. Like, when is that ever cool? Like, I mean, even if a 9-year-old did hit your 11-month-old, when is it ever okay for an adult to go and, you know, fight a child like a grown man? This is a man going to fight a child. If anything, you know, he needs to be showing that child love. He needs to, you know, be an adult. He needs to approach the worker at the daycare. But to approach a child, that shows how much we've fallen off. Because before it used to be, you know, and this wasn't so much for me, but like hearing my parents talk, you know, when you would get in trouble, you know, the whole community, you know, you would get in trouble by your neighbor and your auntie and your uncle. Now it's not getting in trouble. It's being abused by random strangers. And, of course, when you acting out of control, it's not going to turn out good. So, of course, he hit the wrong kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just when it's chaos, it's gonna breed more chaos. So, you know, at the end of the day, we do need more love. We do need more support. And, you know, even in the story, the whole fact of, like you mentioned, you know, he's too young for criminal charges. You know, when did that become our go-to? That we depend on the court to show our kids direction? That shouldn't even come up in the conversation at all. That, you know, when did that become the answer for us? You know, so it's no wonder that our kids are criminalized in preschool. Our kids are criminalized in kindergarten. And so when they go to middle school, they are voiceless. That's why I say my aim is helping young people find their voice. Because when we talking, yeah, the 9-year-old was wrong for hitting the 11-month-old. Like that all day long, he was wrong. But we're even more wrong for even considering jail and police involvement. And we're even more wrong for having an adult going up and fighting kids. Like those two things right there trump, or maybe even give an explanation for why this little boy did that. Because for a child, my oldest son is 8. And, you know, his natural reaction is to show love to somebody that is smaller than him because he's been shown love. You know, when you have been shown love, that's your reaction. That's why I was feeling like where EP was saying, like, you know, I'm in love with love. You know, that's, I mean, we should all be in love with love. Like, that's just, you know, what it should be. That's the only way that we're going to survive. But, you know, this is why I do what I do. This is why I advocate for us, and I advocate for our power, because until we recognize that only we can save us, and it's not law enforcement, it's not corrections, it's not, you know, all these systems put in place that is going to save us, it's going to be us saving us. It's like you spoke up to those kids on the bus and corrected them and corrected their behavior. Until we stop being afraid of our children, and until we recognize that we are the grown-ups now, you know, the baton wasn't officially passed to the millennials and the, you know, the Generation Xers. We weren't, like, given the official okay to be an adult. But we're the adults now. So if we continue to let our youth act out of control and we continue to fear them and not recognize our own voice, it'll be our demise. We cannot survive. And
I'm
know,
like, Bernie
Mac,
I ain't scared of you.
Okay, period.
I ain't scared of you, baby. Let's get it in and get some friends, because you gonna learn today. Let's go on down the panel and get some more feedback. I want everybody to comment on this because it affects us in the long run, and I definitely want to hear your feedback. Tay Black, holler at us.
You know, I really just appreciate, you know, the doc for just expressing herself and giving insight, because that really puts a lot of things in perspective. And a lot of times it takes a professional to say the things that, you know, us common folk, you know, we might be thinking or may believe is, you know, correct or the right way to think, but we just don't know. And it's always good to, you know, get that affirmation like that, because, you know, we just need to take better care of our youth. That's just the bottom line. And we need to do better as adults also, you know, because she made a lot of good points. So I'm definitely in agreement with what she said.
I can definitely feel that. EP, holler at us, baby.
I mean, I'm going to answer in regards to the child question, right?
I didn't hear you, EP. What you said?
I was saying, you want me to answer in regards to the child's questions, right? The question
about
the child. Yeah.
Did
honestly,
you see the video?
I only saw a part of it, but the parts that I saw were just, like, devastating. I mean, I totally agree with everybody. It actually made me think when I was listening to the point about, you know, the upbringing and everything. And, you know, and also the point about somebody, the person being charged for negligence and, you know, they weren't even there. And it did seem like the type of child, you know, I don't know the child, and I hate to judge off that, but, you know, that's unfortunately the society that we live in. But what I did see, it looked like the child was just, you know, he honestly was being cynical and doing that type of thing where he was, like she said, just waiting for that opportunity.
I think it's very unfortunate that we have to witness these type of things in society, but it's a wake-up call. That's the first thing that I thought after the initial shock was, wow, you know, this stuff is going on. You know, it never crossed my mind that I would think about in a daycare situation that this type of stuff would be going on. Here this kid is. He literally balled his fist up and punched her. It was a cleaner punch than I've seen a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It was very bad. And I'm like, wow, this dude literally cracked this child. And then the look on her face was like she was shocked. And then she just let out this horrible cry. And I was like, wow, what is really going on here? And then, at that point, the clip, I guess it was on CNN or something, it turned off. But I just sat there in shock the whole time. And I just, you know, I'm in total agreement with you guys and everything you're saying. It's just, it's horrible.
The father by the name of Williams, and Denai, I'm about to get to you. And the shock on her face when he hit her and she let out this scream. You know, anytime a child screams out, your first instinct is to go over and see what's going on. But Williams, the father, he was saying how his 11-month-old and his son was just coming home crying. They had bite marks on their face that was still broken skin and bleeding. And he asked the staff, what happened to them? You know, of course, they can't tell him. You got an 11-month-old and a 2-year-old. They're not able to say, Daddy, this boy hit me, but you seeing the bruises, the bite marks, and it's still, you can see it, like, it's still bleeding. So he went and asked the staff, what happened? And they talking about they ain't got no idea. I ain't going front. I would have popped off, too. I wouldn't have popped off on no kid. I would have popped off on probably the person who told me they ain't know what the hell was going on.
Somebody would have popped off.
Well, I'm popping off early because that right there, you telling me that you don't know what happened to my child and it's a bite mark on their face that all of y'all was in here. There is no way that there should only have been one person in that room with all those kids. Even if you have a child care center and you have 2- and 3-year-olds, there's supposed to be 3 people in that room, the teacher and the 2 teacher's aides. That's just how we go. And we're talking about 2 and 3. We're not even talking about the older ones. So for them to fire her, understandable. But for them to charge her with neglect, I don't think so. That's ridiculous. Now, my next thing is, why y'all ain't hollering at the daycare director? Because she hired these people.
That's Joe Paterno theory, man. You know what I'm saying? They're getting rid of the person who's, you know, they want a scapegoat. They want the biggest face possible. So they'll just get rid of you, take your statue down and make it seem like it was your fault.
Yeah, it's like everybody just ignoring. It's like so many different people that ignored all of these problems that led to this. Because, he's a daycare worker. Like, your job is to be attentive to the kids that are there. So, you know, that just, I was in disbelief just, you know, how all of that could even go down. Like, it's just an example of all the things that are going wrong in our community just in that one, you know what I'm saying, that one incident just sums everything up.
Money more, I see you, D. Denaya, give me some feedback, and then I'm going to go to D. Slate.
I'm trying to say, trying to be calm as I say this. That whole center needs to have some problems, and they need to talk to the director. And the fact that there was only one person in the room, you know, with all these kids, I sympathize with that person. However, I have worked with kids enough times to know when you have a problem child, that child does not leave your side. It is not like this kid just hit one kid. This kid brutalized several. So he had to leave your side several times. So somebody was on point, whether it be the director, whether it be whoever was in there, somebody needs to be in trouble. And I do sympathize with the father. He hit the wrong kid. However, you never hit a child. You don't do that. This one is not yours. However, I understand. I'm sorry to go off on the staff because I can just imagine that anybody would have hurt in the children that I worked with. You know, like the passion and, oh, my God, it would have been really bad. But it's just the fact of that child that was making problems already, because I'm sure it wasn't the first time, I can guarantee this wasn't the first time this happened. I can guarantee
his mother said it too. She said it wasn't the first time that he got into a fight, but he wouldn't beat up no little baby. I don't think so, Ma. D-Slate, come on with a D-Slap, baby, so we can get the money. Bro, holla at the hotlines. I see y'all lighting up. D-Slate, holla at us.
First of all, I got to give a shout-out to my girl Ebony for having this discussions like this. This is the reason why I love Front Line Fridays, because my girl getting in all the time. Ebony know how I am. I'm going to try my best not to go in on this situation. But I'm going to say this. I definitely give a shout-out and commend Dr. Dia for what she said. I agree with your comments, and I agree wholeheartedly what you said about children in the community. I worked in the juvenile system for some while, you know, working with these kids, and I really know what time it is with them. But I say this, when I first saw the video, I went out and bought a leather belt, and I was about to go on a whoop they ass world tour.
Okay, take it back to the old school.
I'm gonna say it like this though. I turned out to be a great gentleman. I grew up on old school discipline, and that's the reason why these kids are the way they are now, because they don't have old school discipline anymore. The state and the government are sticking their nose in the business of real parents, and I'm gonna say it again. They're sticking their nose in the business of real parents. Okay, and that's the reason why these kids are rambunctious and losing their damn minds these days. First of all, I feel like as a parent, as a good parent, if you cannot show your kid, if you cannot raise your child on love, discipline, and morals, you do not need to have no damn kids.
That's right.
You do not need to have any kids. If you can't raise them on morals and discipline and show them what it takes to be a great individual and a great adult, don't have no damn kids. Because you have kids in situations like this, and I'm gonna tell you like this: whoever abused that boy, they need their ass whooped. Plain and simple. That's where he got it from. That's where he got it from. You know, and the thing about it is, I agree with Ebony. I could see them firing the chick that worked at the place, but not really bringing her up on charges, because the little boy clearly was doing everything he was doing when the chick wasn't looking. Now, as far as the father coming in, swinging on the little kid, he need his ass whooped.
Straight up.
Somebody need to break their foot off all up in his ass for real. Now, I feel like with these kids, and like I said, I feel really strong about this. You know, I have a 13-year-old daughter who's a wonderful child, and she loves me to death. But when she's out of pocket, I get in her ass, plain and simple. You know, that's old school discipline. But she's an honor roll student, straight A student, and does everything she believes in God, does everything she's supposed to do. But that's because I raised her on old school discipline. And like I said before, we don't have that anymore in these communities, because we have institutions and companies sticking their nose in people's family, in real parents' business, and telling parents how they should raise their kids. Telling people to get in the corner and telling people about timeouts, that bullshit don't work no more. These kids are losing their damn minds. First of all, they taking drugs that we damn sure ain't never ever thought of taking growing up. So these kids are losing their minds these days. They drinking and they taking heavy drugs. I mean, I'm talking about meth, heroin. I'm talking about serious drugs. So as a parent, if you're not going to raise your kid on the type of morals and values that it takes to be a successful adult, don't have no damn kids.
And you know what? I think that come a lot with babies having babies. Let's go to the 347-807-807 Money Mo.
Yo.
Yeah, give us some feedback on this, baby.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I got two kids, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's for me to even, first off, I'm going to start like this. Before I even knew about a situation like that, even if I myself was in a situation like when my child was a victim of another young kid abusing her or whatever, I'm not even going to retaliate in that matter, because, you know, nowadays they're trying to lock you up for every little thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I would want to, but I probably wouldn't do it because of the judicial system. I would want to smack the shit out of every educational staff in there. You know what I mean? Like, from the receptionist, whoever's at the desk, the registered kids in there, to the principal of the, like, anything, you got to be a principal. Whoever's the main boss of the whole building, he's going to be the last back smack. You know what I mean? And that would have been the craziest thing I was to think of. But as far as that, you got to think before you do things. You know what I mean? Even a misdemeanor, even if he got charged with a misdemeanor, you don't want to get charged with nothing because as being an African-American or anything, like, they quick to, you know what I mean, retaliate as far as, like, we locking you up. We giving you this charge. We giving you that charge. You got niggas killing people in fucking movie theaters. You talking about he crazy. You know what I mean? Like, come on. You already see how the world is set up for us to be victims. But at the first thing, the kids, you know what I mean? That little nigga, I would give him a wedgie just for, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even put my hands on him. I'd give him a wedgie and hang him on the gate. That's old school. You feel me? Give him a burning asshole. Just put him on a date with a wedgie in front of his friends and put it on YouTube. Just embarrass him. I mean, I wouldn't really put my hands on him. That's that would be a little.
Give him a wedgie.
Give him a wedgie.
Like, you need a wedgie, kid. I mean, this is serious because he busted
that little baby out. This is how my mom should give me. She used to, if I did something crazy in school or anything, she said, "Yo, I'm gonna make you wear the same clothes for the whole week. You gonna go to school wearing the same clothes for the whole week."
Yeah. Creative parenting.
You know what I mean? That's how you about to get them. But kids nowadays, yeah, like my man said, they too advanced. They doing things before they time. You know what I'm saying? They living life before they supposed to be living it. You know what I mean? And that's why it's the way it is. These kids is all drawn to the internet. And I mean, all this wrestling shit. And I mean, they doing moves, trying to practice moves on each other, which is not cool. And I mean, they need to be focused on them books. But I'm gonna keep it short and brief. Like, that's really my outlook on it. I wouldn't even retaliate like that, though. I think before I even do something, because it's already been done. My retaliation is gonna have me end up in jail or have a charge, which is not cool on the a black man's belt. You feel me? Like,
to anybody's belt, you get a felony, it's over. You know what I'm saying? There's no coming back from that. There's no coming back from a felony if you're trying to get a job. You know, none of that. If you got a felony and you coming back, you might as well go ahead and start your own business, boo-boo. Ain't even no need. I mean, I'm not going to try to discover somebody from looking for a job, but a job at the end of the day can be just over broke. So you need a job, a business that you run, and a legal hustle. Let's get into this hot track by Money Mo Carr with me. Let's go.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com.
Make your purchase now.
She said she want to smoke with me, so let's smoke, She said she want to coast with me, so let's coast. Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less. And I promise, just have hope with me, and you know, roll it up, baby, and just tell me what's on your mind. When I pour my next cup so I can tell you what's on mine. I ain't gonna never break your heart cause I got your back just like your spine. I could treat you like my queen and turn your water into wine. Just give me all your time and I'ma show you I can last. I'ma neutralize your thoughts so you can forget about your past. Gotta smoke that love slow cause I don't want us burning fast. I could teach you how to love but you just gotta come to class. Here we go, I want you to know, paint your feelings and watch it grow. I'm your water and you're my boat. I'm your sweater and you're my coat. You bring me when I get low, you fix me up. When I get broke, if I get stuck, you make me float. Tell you the rest is slow, that's cold. She said she wanna smoke with me, so let's smoke. She said she wanna coast with me, so let's coast. Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less. And I promise, just have hope with me, and you know. baby so amazing. Her body, no statement. All we need is a place and some time. Let's make it blazing. My name, money, but she still think I'm more basic. It's the cars and the clothes, but love, you can't replace it. I show her how to play it. I dealt her a good hand. She put the pieces together to get her a good man. Well, I'm a good nigga and I'm focused on good plans. So throw away your blueprint, cause shorty, I'm the movement. The movement is moving, just don't go abuse it. I ain't stuck on stupid, just stuck on you and your classy old ways and the things that you say and the way that you walk and the way that you wave. Yeah, baby, so amazing, I can sense what she around. Got me waiting for my time and I just wish that it was now. Time is ticking and my feelings got me bouncing off the ground. When it come, just know it's going down, down.
Cause you wanna smoke with me, yeah. So let's smoke,
so let's smoke, so let's smoke.
She says she wanna coast with me, yeah. So let's coast,
so let's coast, so let's coast, so let's coast.
Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less. And I promise, just have hope with me, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know,
and you know, and you know, and you know.
She says you wanna smoke with me, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's smoke,
so let's smoke, so let's smoke.
She says she wanna coast with me, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's coast,
let's coast, let's coast.
Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less. And I promise, just have hope with me, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know,
and you know, and you know, and you know.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind, grind.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
No. No. Right.
I muted myself. Money Mo, I'm feeling that track. Tell me about that track right there. I'm definitely feeling it. 909 and 862, we're about to get to you. I like Whitney. Did you make that song for me? Did I inspire you to make that song, Money Mo?
You already know how I feel about you, Diva.
Hey.
Nah, that song was definitely, I mean, that's just for the females. Not saying I don't want you with me because of what you think I could do. I just want you to be with me because of me. You feel me? And it's all positive thoughts and the movement is always moving. And like I said, I'll treat you like my queen. I'll turn your water in the wine. You know what I mean?
All right, like now. That, Dr. D, give us your feedback on that track right there. We're going to open up the hotline.
That was hot. We turned up over here. That was hot. That water in the wine line, that was dope. Just now what you said. But now the song was hot. I liked it a lot.
You're looking. Definitely.
It's definitely radio ready, man. Let's go to 909-358. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. Special guest, Dr. Dia, Elder Barr Jr., a.k.a. EP. Ebony D is live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from, 909?
You already know who it is, Diva. This is Jay Real the Realist.
Jay Real, how you enjoying
the show?
What's going
on? Man, I was trying to get in on the conversation with the doc, but then you hit me with that Young Money, and I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here, you done changed the whole curve, the whole mood. I'm feeling that. See, songs
yeah,
like
Money
that.
Yeah, Money Mo was definitely doing his thing. Money Mo, and it was with me. You feeling that track?
Yeah, see, tracks like that I get done listening to. I go find an artist to get 16. See, I need 16.
We got a live on a wild. Money Mo, this is J Real the Realist. J Real the Realist, this is Money Mo.
Yo, what's going on, player? What's good, bro? Ain't nothing. Man, much respect from these. Much respect from these South Central streets, man. Out here in this dirty, man. Feeling that track, man. We're going to have to hook up, man. You got to get at me at J Real the Realist on the Twitter if you got a Twitter, not on the Facebook, man, or just Google
me
and get at me, man.
I'm definitely on the Facebook right now. What's your Facebook? What's your backslash on that?
It's the same thing. J Real the Realist. J R E A L D A R E A L E S T.
All right, I'm about to add you right now and shit and see your friend request. And we definitely going to, hold on, J Real, J-R-E-A-L, or is it J?
Yeah, all one word.
J-R-E-A-L-D-A-R-E-A-L-E-S-T?
Yeah.
It's not coming up.
Oh, well, you can probably just Google it, and then it'll probably come up that way, because...
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm going to definitely lock in with you. We could definitely do some joints. I'm in the studio right now. I'm locking into it's 24 hours right now. I ain't even going to sleep. I'm vamping tonight, so we could
There goes Diva again. You love to see. She just loves to hear people network. She just stopped the whole show just to see people hook up and just make real things happen.
Yeah, that's why me and Diva going to get married. She don't know it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to get it before I get to it.
I'm closer to Diva though. I'm closer to New York is kind of lame, but a couple hours away.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? We rent cars around here. I don't get on planes. We rent cars around here. But just real quick, I love the music. I love the song. I'm going to look you up and definitely anticipating to hear more from you. I know you got a busy show tonight, a lot of hot subjects and topics, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure that, like I was mentioning in like the last show, the end of the last show, a lot of these situations and problems we're going through is because people don't take the time to educate themselves. A lot of people, I know we like, you know, we got to be good parents. We got to be good individuals. We got to, because we don't have no lead. We didn't get left no manual. You know, we the lost generation. You know, we really lost out here. But that's why people got to be inquisitive and go and want to inquire where they came from and what they came from. A lot of the reasons why we turned out so good is because we had that type of discipline. You know what I'm saying? And we understand that and we look at that like, okay, If you employ that, then, you know, you come out like us. You come out pretty good. But a lot of it is still getting in tune with why. And like Brother was saying, there's a lot of people with their nose in your business and all that. And we know it's a structured system. But, see, we got to understand it. We just can't come to the conclusion that, okay, there's something happening. We understand there's something happening and leave it at that. We got to go in-depth into the information, understand why it's happening. We got to know to be able to reference to certain literature. You know, we got to be able to know to go get the ISIS papers. We got to be able to know to read the Willie Lynch letter and understand the plan, to go and get Nellie Fuller Jr.'s book and understand the plan and read all these things and understand all these things and know why these things are in place for us to fail. And understand what greatness, within that you'll understand the greatness of what we can come together and do, because it's like, okay, they don't want us to get together because we're going to do something great. But once you know what that is, you won't let no one stop you from obtaining that. Right now we just know it's great. It's just great, ? We don't know what great is. We know that our history is filled with greatness, but we've never been able to see a vivid example of greatness. And once we can look into it and understand that everything that anybody has ever seen or touched, we had our hands on it first. Mm-hmm. Once you get that pride about you and you understand that, you know, we want to get back to black and we want to get back to Africa, but you got to understand little things, you know, Africa, Ukebalon, Cyprio Africanus. You know, this is a Roman general that conquered Africa, and Africa was named after him, Cyprio Africanus. See, a lot of people you talk about it, but you don't know about it. And once we figure out what it is, then we'll be able to handle disciplinary problems like that, because, first of all, the institution that that child was put in wasn't a black institution. If it was a black-owned institution, black ran, it would have been different things, because the people within the school would have been involved in the homes, and people in the school would have known whatever abuse that child, because that child is being abused. Like Brother said, that child is going home every day to some type of example of abuse. There's no way a child is going to lash out like that unless it's being shown that on a daily basis. And I'm not just talking about TV. TV is a part of it. Radio is a part of it. But that child is going home to some vivid examples in his face of people getting punched, bit, and all that.
Yep.
And he's coming to school and he's lashing out at school. So what we need to understand is the system as a whole. We the parents need their ass whooped, the kids need their ass whooped, but the grandparents need their ass whooped too, because somebody missed out on their generational baton. Somebody was supposed to hand that generational baton down, and they didn't. And so we need to stop using that as an excuse. They didn't hand the baton down, we lost, we got to come up with our own. No, they left off somewhere, the book left off somewhere, we need to pick it back up, we need to understand. We read everything, get your hands on everything you can and read. It's still the same old saying. If you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book. It's still the same old saying, because brothers are not reading. They are not reading. We need to understand how powerful words are.
And that's a must. You got to read. And that's even like with my curriculum, that's one of the things that makes it different. And it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And the crazy thing is black people, a lot of times, they don't like the fact that I include elements of oppression in every single session.
Because nobody has talked
to our kids about it. You got to. I'm like, we can't talk about peer pressure. We can't talk about crime. We can't talk about
We have to talk about the racism, white supremacy system that is set up. This system is set up for you to walk and talk and think the way you do.
Absolutely.
Right about that. And, you know, we got to get to the point, and I'm to the point, and a lot of people get afraid. Oh, Money Meek is here. I apologize, Money Meek. Money Meek, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, Diva. How you talking tonight?
I am doing fantastic. I'm going to let you chime in on this whole situation with the 9-year-old from Mississippi. Of course, you've heard everything that we just played with me by Money Mo. Big shout out to Money Mo. And we had El DeBarge on early. I know you heard him. But I'm going to let you chime in on this situation with the 9-year-old literally, you know, abusing these kids. Of course, he's seeing at home. But my thing is, he was waiting for the grand opportunity to snuff these little kids and to kick them. He knew exactly what he was doing. So, of course, I want to get your feedback. And everybody on the live right now, a big shout-out to Delicious Talk in the chat room. We got Brandy, I see you, in the D-Slate from the D-Hour show. We appreciate you guys listening. But we all everybody on the live, we all work with kids and volunteer our time to a certain thing for kids. But Money, please tell me what's your feedback on this in your comments.
So David, like that issue, I heard a little bit about it. You know, like the guy just is talking, you know, shout out to them all on the line. He says Money May just dropped his head. Got my son, baby. It comes with the parents, man. Like, dude was bad, man. You know, the boys taking this aggression back out to the schools, you know, committing these acts. You know, he got to get with the parents, man. A kid is only what you show him. A kid is only what you tell him. You know, if acting out like that, the way as though he's setting up bombs, and, you know, it's like a free decision made before, you know what I'm saying? You know, the aggression is performed, you know. They need to get with them parents, man, like really pull them aside. You know, your son is like a little bully. He's doing what he's doing around here. And that's the thing, too. A lot of people don't think they can't see as they are to be in the public as if they was home. You know, it's a totally different, you know, put on these game faces all day. And, you know, kids, they're capable of doing these things. But, you know, you need to really have a sit down with the parents. And you got to start with the parents first, even first.
Yeah.
I believe that. I agree with that. Instead of, you know, of course, check the kids, but start with the parent first and say, hey, we need to talk. Your son or your daughter is bougie lie up in this piece. And, of course, we can't go upside their head like Bernie Mac, but we need to know what's going on with you. And we see that with a lot of older, and I'm seeing older women act a fool. Just
act a fool.
Unnecessary, mm-hmm. just ignorant older women, ignorant older men, the parents just starting all this mess is unnecessary. So you're right. They should be held accountable. As parents, we are held accountable for our kids, but we cannot wait and try to wait and see what a correctional facility or a judge or whatnot is going to say, okay, mm-hmm. well, your kids need this, your kids need that. No, you need to sit down and have a conversation with your kids. I'm not waiting on Judge Adam or Prosecutor Smith to take my son nowhere. Hell to no.
I'm going to tell you.
You know, because you start putting in the court's hands and their eyes, you know, and then they got their system. You know, they up in it, they molest their kids, they doing what and whatnot, and they supposed to be this ranking authority. So, you know, it still got to come with the parenting. Diva, we on the way tonight, we up in the lab. You know, I just want to get a song request before I go. Oh, of course. Go ahead, get it in. Okay, you can definitely, Dirty Hot New Artist, Money Mink, Mrs. Wright. And you can definitely look out for the joint, you know, with us, you know, filming out here on our, you know, interview. You know, we got our production team going on, showing you what Money was doing out of Jersey, your hometown. You know, we'll be doing the interview. You can look for that in a couple of hours. You know, it'll be on your board. We here. The drop, Money Man.
That's what's up, man. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning live to Frontline Fridays and doing their thing. We about to get into a little music mix. Of course, I got new music to showcase, not to the hot artists. And I appreciate my artists. We got Dr. D alive in the building. What is J Real the Realist? Money Means Denial. Everybody that's tuning on all over the globe, we appreciate that. Make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app on your phone, on your Android, iPhone, iPad. Download the TuneIn Radio app and search Diva Spot Radio, and also search Phenomenal Radio and make it your freezer. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go, baby. We already doing it big.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, EP, Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
What I had to be when I heard you say what you said to me to every dude in sight. Looks like you're working up an appetite for the night. Check it. By then I just sat at the back, peeping you out the way you act. Gave a string attack, getting out of line, and I'm yanking you back in your place. All is well and all is cool. Stay in your place, don't be no fool. Get along alright. You look like the type that we're trying to fight. Best off been a friend to me. You don't want to up in me. Better play it cool. Don't know what I might do.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need. If you want it.
Cause I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want it.
I'm a pimp,
cornbread,
girl.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens.
Ooh.
I got what you need.
What you need.
If you want it.
I can rock you well.
If you want it.
I can put you some Jerry Curl. Now tell me, do you really think you can walk around like your shit don't stink? I'm only you. Oh, baby girl, I'm only you.
I'm watching you.
Take it slow, change the speed. If it's food for thought that you really need, better state your claim. Get with it, stay in your lane, stop swerving. Take a seat, sit in the back. I don't appreciate the way you act. You need to fix yourself. Hurry up and go fix yourself. Can't heal nothing, won't nothing die. Everything's gonna pass you by. You don't wise enough.
Wise enough.
Stop pressing on love.
Fresh bread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need. If you
oh, yeah.
want it.
Cause I'm a pimp, babe.
If you want me.
Cause I'm a pimp, babe.
Fresh bread, fish, and collard greens. I got
if I
what
it,
you
I want
need.
It like you did it.
If you want it,
cause I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want it,
I'm gonna use some
jibber. I got what you need. If you want it,
oh, yeah, I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want it,
I can rock
it. I got what you need. If you want it,
I need it, and I'm gonna like to get it.
If you want it,
get it.
my pimp girl.
If you want me,
buy my pimp
girl. Call the kitchen, call the green.
Oh,
I got what you need.
Man, I gotta
if you
say,
want it.
If you want it, you can get
if
it. You can get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, girl.
Cornbread fish and collard greens. I got what you need. I can definitely dig it. Dr. D is live in the house. J. Real the Rose is live in the house. Denia is here. Everybody that's tuned in live to the Globe, you're now tuned in live to Front Line Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Here we showcase the interview and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. Dr. D has definitely came in and helped ourselves step our game up. And talking about the hype program that she's doing it big. And I'm going to go ahead and let you put all your information out there and let the people know what to hit up the hip-hop psychiatrist, man.
Yes, this is Dr. Dia in the building. I really enjoy being on Frontline Fridays, for real. This has been a pleasure for me. So y'all can learn more about me and the hype curriculum at letsgethype.com. Again, that's letsgethype.com. I'm also on Twitter at Dr. Dia. And I'm on Facebook, / Dr. Dia. I'm everywhere, Dr. Dia, so you can Google me and Google the Hype Program and just reach out to me. I love building with people. And, you know, I just know that we got the power to change what we want. Like everybody said, it's not about waiting on systems. It's about waiting on us to get our stuff together. So thank you so much. I enjoyed myself tonight.
That's what's up, Dr. Dia. I appreciate you coming through. Y'all make sure y'all follow Dr. Dia on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Dr. Dia. That's at DRDIA. Make sure y'all hit her up. Check out all the big things that she's doing with her Hype program for the youth. Make sure you follow and make donations, support our kids, because we definitely don't need no more kids duffing out on little babies in no daycare centers.
And true that. True that. All right, peace, y'all.
Peace, Queen. You're now tuning in live with Diva Ebony B. I'm about to get into some more of this hot music right here. And, of course, I want you guys' feedback. J. Ritter Rillers is live in the building with us. And, of course, we're going to hit you up with some of his tracks. So, y'all tell we tell your friends to tell a friend to hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Let's go. Young J. Real, Young Afro, we getting it. We're going to do a triple play on J. Real.
Struggle of being us. Struggle of being we. I never had much. Still trying to make a way. And fight and tussle for everything they take away. And even though I know it's coming right back to me, I never lie down for nobody to black in. Never had much. Still trying to make a way. Fight and tussle for everything they take away. And even though I know it's all coming back to me, I never lie down for nobody to black in. Young Afro-American, knowing that they scared of him cause they don't understand. In and out of jails, common to my fellow man. Never even had a chance, even though he had a plan. People he loves, they don't even give a damn. DA sitting down while he's steady trying to make a stand. And the lawyer acting like he's on your side. He's getting paid regardless, set free of life. So it's just him against the world. Odds stacked up against the clutch. He's got a baby girl. So how is he supposed to be a father when he's locked up in the cage, being hated by a mother in the cell next to his cousin, across the yard from his brother, across the state from his father? It's a never-ending cycle, like they setting up to snipe you with the American rifle. I just pray for the disciples to follow this true path of right. I never had much. Still tried to make a way and fight and tussle for everything they take away. And even though I know it's coming right back to me, I never lie down for nobody to black in. Never had much, still tried to make a way. Fight and tussle for everything they take away. And even though I know it's all coming back to me, I never lie down for nobody to black in me. I never had much, still tried to make a way. And fight and tussle for everything they take away. And even though I know it's coming right back to me, I never lie down for nobody to black in me. Never had much, still tried to make a way. Fight and tussle for everything they take away. And even though I know it's all coming back to me, I never lie down for nobody to black in me. Never lie down for nobody. Even in the lowest of situations, we are strength. Our struggle is prosperity. Blind prosperity. But we'll see. Everything that's in the darkness, they'll come to the light. Let's go. Yes, the future, that's what I represent. And I know times is hard and it's very evident that we all need some guidance provided by a high power. But explore the time before it expires, and I inspire the masses of able-minded grinding. That's the teacher in fact, another soul lost due to the feelings of act. So how should my people react? They call me a savage, not a full human being, but I influence the world when I bleed through this ink. The pendulum swings close to the righteous effect. I'm losing my nerve, think my number is next, so I have to protest. Send my prayers to Yahweh, and hopefully I'm blessed. No win, no less, then make it a way for the future. Tomorrow, the day, quiet is kept, I'm relying on them.
Original OG, G's betting at the domino table with Joyce and O.E. It ain't no peace time, it ain't no time for sleep. You either got a job or out working streets. If you ain't prepared, you better be scared. Cause niggas eat here, shit, sleep and breathe here. Niggas never seem scared, bodies buried deep here. Fuck around across a boy, you might not never leave here. Committing treason and I'm asking why. Waiting on the check, but the mail keeps passing by. And it's frustrating when you need supplies to raise a child. And they wonder why my city running blazing wild. You can't take the ghetto from me. I know the answer, it's right before the question. You can't take the ghetto from me. Everybody's a teacher, but no one learns a lesson. You can't take the ghetto from me. Your life's so living and make it your profession. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living your perfection. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living your perfection. Broke, starving, and homeless all at the same time. Looking in the stars, just wondering when will mine shine. Deep thinking, thought about it, and I realized. Been to the paper, paper to the mic, I'm still fire. You know the name of the game, the bread, the meat. It ain't the same change, you don't win, you don't eat. My mind's made up on this concrete, I won't sleep. Fire for half off, but anybody won't heat. Come holler at your boy, yeah, serious is hot heat. Wanna test the water, have a sit in my hot seat. Let me talk to him for a minute, walk him through this here. I don't think you really want the problems that you're bringing here. Probably could've hit it, raised in the 90s. You want problems with my kind, it's a whole field behind me. Grinding. These soldiers of a new breed, development of the future, growth of a bold seed. You can't take the ghetto from me. Everybody's a teacher, but no one learns a lesson. You can't take the ghetto from me. Your life's so living and make it your profession. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living your perfection. You can't take the ghetto from me. Nobody's perfect for living your perfection.
Yeah. It's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tune in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Left, right, left, hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays, it's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Texas general out here, and you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at TayBlack84. Listen.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to front the shit off like it don't exist.
Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, people want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is gonna do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinate and consolidate. That's what up.
We gonna bum rush the whole damn thing. Now just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. They don't? Fuck it, it's like Beirut. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah.
bust your ass in your truck.
All types of things with the sound of a drum. Watch the money beat it up. Watch you smile, watch you come. Watch you count these funds to drop my load.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, EP, Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
Wipe me clean, he saved my life, he's my king, amen, 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 yeah, let's go. I can't breathe cause the smoke from my chest, I'm alone with no rest, God wins the test, I can't sleep cause the block is hot, in a spiral mode, doing what my father taught. Somebody broke the mold, nobody hold my own, holding my heart is bold, planted seeds and watch it grow, wash me down and watch me glow, tired of living a movie blow, questions how I'm living, no, wash me down, he wiped me clean, he let me go, go, he washed me down, he wiped me clean, he saved my life, he's my king, amen, amen, amen. Listen, Christian, I'm dismissive. Why you tripping, sipping, dipping on a different mission? Seeking God for retention, for a new edition, not to mention for an instance. If you see and get some distance, only speaking to them Christians. If you doubt, you just miss us on a new plan. I ain't talking about Virginia, I'm just talking about what's singing. God first, fam second, put your pain up in your purse, put your plan up in your hand, watch the heavens through the earth. Praise yourself, praise yourself, praise your hands up on your hell, and I promise you won't live your life in eternal hell. Amen. He washed me down, he wiped me clean, he saved my life, he's my king. Amen. Amen.
My bad, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio. Diva got to remember to take herself off of mute when she's talking. I was talking up a storm, man. I was talking up a storm. I was on mute like a storm. Word up. That was the ambition that I heard with Amen and a track for that. Was Money Meet Mr. Rice, and then we did a triple play, excuse me, on J. Real the Realest, man. Oh,
yeah, that was good looking.
J. Real, hold me now, baby.
Yeah, that was good looking. Those three tracks definitely came from the heart. Some stuff I said, Diva, that I knew her audience would be more geared toward, you know. When you got an opportunity to get at people who listen, you want to give them the real.
Mm-hmm.
You say the fake for the closed ears.
I know that's right. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live in the chat room. Of course, we're getting in on this mix. Of course, I love showcasing and promoting nothing but independent music, industry music as well. I love industry music as well, but I'm off on the indie. It's all about the indie love. If you want to be interviewed, showcased, and promoted right here on Frontline Fridays, all you got to do is go to www.divaspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com, and click on the link where it says Submit Your Music. Once you submit your music, we'll check it out. We do a music listen each and every Saturday. We go through hundreds of songs, and we hit people back with the submission email. Please be ready to be able to invest into yourself and have radio-ready tracks. Also, you get played, you get paid on Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio, so big shout-out to all the artists that's putting their minds behind a craft, just not necessarily looking at, you know, this whole flashy game. You want to make sure your business is right, because you can make a million songs and don't get paid off none of them. And that was tough. Really bad. And just be defeating the purpose. So we've been getting it in. We had talked about the whole situation. We had Dr. Dia live in the house. Big shout out to Dr. Dia. Follow her on Twitter. We had El DeBarge Jr. live in the house, a.k.a. EP. And it was just a blessing to have everybody on tonight and coming in and chopping it up. Of course, you can go back later on and listen to the show. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And press, well, I'm talking about press the one button, and archive the show. I mean, I just got the food into the studio right now. Ain't nothing like a good piece of good fried chicken. And that's real. People like her some fried chicken, and I like Detroit fried chicken, so if y'all want to do anything for the Diva, y'all can bring me send me some Detroit fried chicken to the studio. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you the address in private. You can't be giving the address to the studio to everybody. Denia, holler at us, baby. Let me know what's good. Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Definitely. All y'all can follow me on Twitter at DANAYABD number 4, letter U. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Denia Designs for You, and make sure to check out Dope Ass Music's new mixtape, because I'm actually going to be featured on it, so I'll be dropping in a few weeks, so make sure you stay tuned with Diva Ebony D, the only diva that can bring out so many freaking emotions in me, because we just hit such a powerful topic, so much love to you, Chica.
No problem. Y'all know how we getting it in. Of course, I'm going to throw with a date. I'm going to hit y'all with a throwback right now. De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I. What y'all know about this right here?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my De La clothes, or is it just my De La song? What I do ain't make-believe. It's just me, myself, and I. And I, it's just me, myself.
one and two. But that glory's been denied by consistent goofy eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on up tipping us so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty lava tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Just can't help it.
And I felt what I felt.
that I love my hun. He's all that I need and all that I want. Sing it. Oh, y'all know what it is. It's Diva Anthony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Friday. Big thanks to everybody that's tuned in live on the line. I got J Real, the realest, live on the line. Definitely getting in. Y'all know I had to play some Mary. J Real, when I hear that song, it just makes me so empowered. Like, that's right there. You can look at it as you riding with your folks, or you riding with your dude, or with your king or your queen. Like, that song holds so much weight with me. It's ridiculous. I love that song.
I mean, it's Mary J. I mean, what else can you? How else can you put it? What I mean, what doesn't she do that don't touch you? I don't understand. And then the thing about Mary J. Blige is she's not as impactful with every song. Like when, like in the 90s, like in the mid 90s, it was like, oh shit, Mary. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like, it's consistent realness. You know, it's consistent. You know what you're going to get from Mary. You know you're going to get, she's going to put her all into it, you know, and it's just expected.
Y'all make sure y'all check out the My Life 2 album. There's definitely a lot of hot cuts on there. Mary J. Blige is definitely doing her thing. She's just getting better with time. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in live to the show tonight. Y'all make sure y'all rock with me again tomorrow on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Again, that's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And also Diva Spot, about to bring out Diva Spot TV as well. Again, a big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live on www.divaspotradio.com. Those who's tuned in live on TuneIn Radio, listen from their phones. Make sure you look at the top of the page while you're online and follow the show. Of course, y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here, you guys. Be blessed.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.